This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 25. Help me. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 9. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It's often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." The disciples weren't able to drive out a demon that was harming a young boy. That made them feel useless. They ended up dealing with their frustration by arguing with critics in the crowd. What went wrong? Did they need to think more positively? Sometimes we might hear someone say, "Just have more faith," or "Just visualize it into reality," meaning that anything is possible if we truly believe it can happen. But that's just self-powered optimism and has nothing to do with godly faith. In contrast to the disciples' ineffectiveness in arguing, we hear the father of the boy pleading with Jesus, "I do believe, help my unbelief." And from that prayer, new life arises. Faith isn't first of all a matter of self-generated conviction, but a blessed mixture of a divine gift that is received and nurtured, as in this father's prayer. Jesus isn't put off by the man's humble and honest plea, and he's not put off by ours. "I believe, but honestly, God, I'm not strong, and I'm not always certain. Please help me." Faith and discipleship can be challenging, and we're totally dependent on the Lord to give us faith because he loves us. Jesus is delighted to have us ask him for help as we struggle in learning to live by faith. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.